Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 557, Lost and Found, by Steve Camp of nerdfitness.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. A very happy Tuesday to you. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from popular health and fitness blogs to help you optimize your health. And with that, let's get to today's post and start optimizing your life. Lost and Found, by Steve Camp of nerdfitness.com. So the past 3 weeks have been a challenge. Between getting sick, visiting family in Boston, losing and then getting back my laptop, attending a wedding in New York, hosting 6 friends in my one-bedroom apartment, and launching the Nerd Fitness Academy, I've been a complete disaster. However, I've been drawing inspiration from a Scotsman on Lost, a fish from Finding Nemo, who does exist, and a hip-hop group formed in the late 80s. I haven't gone crazy yet, thanks to Desmond, Dory, and De La Soul. Yes, I realize the irony that the two previous sentences would most likely confirm that I have, in fact, lost my marbles. Words of wisdom from Desmond. My favorite episode from Lost involved Desmond and his lost love Penny, titled The Constant. Spoiler warning, if you haven't watched it yet, shame on you. Anyways, Desmond is in the process of dealing with all of the issues that come with time travel. Tell me about it. He's starting to go crazy, except for the fact that he has a constant in his life, Penny. Talking with Penny, years apart, keeps him grounded while everything else around him is changing. When I exercised around the world, literally, I used exercise as my constant to keep me grounded while being in a completely different location every few days. Although I travel less now, I still use exercise as my constant. While traveling in Boston and New York for 10 days, I made sure to find time to exercise. I even signed up for a week's gym membership while visiting my folks to make sure I stayed fit. Over the past 2 weeks, I've been back in Nashville and haven't slept very much. I've continued to use exercise as my constant. Despite the fact that I could have easily told myself I don't have time to exercise right now, I knew that would be a big fat lie. For the past month, despite flying by the seat of my pants and being a mess, I have missed 1 workout session. Why is exercise so important when other things can appear more crucial? I remember this quote from Richard Branson, hat tip to my buddy Scott Dinsmore. When asked, "How can I be more productive?" Branson simply replied, "Work out." Regardless of what you think you have time for and what you really have time for, exercise makes everything better. Creativity, alertness, focus, etc., all increase as a result of physical exertion. It's a kind of catch-22. We are tired and don't want to work out, but a workout is precisely what we need to feel better and get re-energized. So, how do we force ourselves to work out when working out is the last thing we feel like doing? Just keep swimming. Words of wisdom from Dory. Dory: "Hey there, Mr. Grumpy Gills. When life gets you down, do you want to know what you've got to do?" Marlon: No, I don't want to know. Dory, just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming, swimming, swimming. What do? We swim, swim. Marlin, Dory, no singing. Dory, ha, 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 ho, I love to swim. When you want to swim, you want to swim. Marlin, now I'm stuck with that song. Now it's in my head. Dory, sorry. Happens. Life gets busy, we travel, we have kids, we have projects at work that occupy all of our time. We see our workout schedule of 3 sessions of 1 hour each week, and we don't think we can cut it. We see unhealthy food as the best and quick option. We tell ourselves, I'll get back to exercise and eating right when things slow down. We justify a week or two off because life got busy. I'm here to tell you now that this is the opposite of what you need to do. Never underestimate the power of momentum, especially when you're trying to build a new habit. No matter how tough things get, I need you to channel Dory and just keep swimming. Here's how you can apply Dory's advice to your life. Don't have time for an hour of exercise? Do 30 minutes, or 15 minutes, or 5 minutes. Don't have time for 3 healthy meals today? Eat 1 healthy meal. Don't have time for your run today? Go for a walk at lunch. I'm not gonna lie, my workouts over the past few weeks have been unimpressive. On Monday, my workout was front squats and pull-ups. That's it. I walked into the gym and out 20 minutes later because I was so tired and out of it. Yesterday, I scaled back how much I was lifting on my deadlifts and cut out my last 3 exercises. I hadn't eaten and was 4 hours behind for my scheduled workout, and it was a struggle to get through the entire thing. So I did the best I could. I focused on the big wins and just kept swimming. Words of wisdom from De La Soul. When times get tough, we need to keep swimming. And when we don't even have the time to swim, we need to tread water. To borrow a quote from the awesomely 80s band De La Soul and their appropriately titled jam, if there's no one here to help and no one to get involved, always look to the positive and never drop your head. For the water will engulf us if we do not dare to tread. So let's tread water. When life is busy, you need to do whatever necessary to tread water. For example, go through the motions of putting on your running gear, even if you only run to the mailbox and back. Stuck eating fast food? Drink water instead of soda, and then make up for it with the next meal. Can't sleep? Don't compound the problem with other bad decisions in the morning. We need to stop telling ourselves, the day's already a waste, to justify more bad behavior. If you had a crappy breakfast and lunch, dinner is not ruined. Make it healthy. If you didn't get to work out at all today, the day is not done. Do 50 push-ups and 50 squats before bed. Tread water to conserve energy and to stay afloat. Keep the momentum alive, so that when you have enough energy and things do slow down, you're not starting back at square one. You pick up right where you left off. Make it count. One bad decision will not send you off the rails. However, bad decisions made as a result of other bad decisions will. Every decision counts. Every minute of exercise counts. Every meal counts. So to recap, when things get bad and busy and your life is in shambles, make exercise your constant, swim when you can, tread water if you must, but keep moving, and don't ever stop. You just listened to the post titled Lost and Found by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. I think we all just need to agree that we are all busy. Well, let me put it another way. We're all busy in our own ways, meaning we all have different priorities. Maybe work is a priority. Maybe your family is a priority. Paying your bills, yeah, that'd probably be a high priority. But as we start to list our priorities, chances are eating a healthy meal today and getting in at least 20 minutes of exercise, probably really low on the list. I still get folks that are retired. They don't have a job. They're set for life. Their house is paid off. They'll tell me, I just don't have time to exercise. I just don't have time to eat healthfully. You're retired. So really, it's not a question of time. It's a question of priorities. What they're basically saying is, it's just not my priority to do those healthful things. And I get it. It wasn't my priority for the longest time either. And that's where so many of Steve's tips are so valuable. Once you get a little bit of momentum going, once you do a little bit of something that's good for you, that's good for your body, it tends to accelerate. So I love his idea of just put on your running shoes, even if you're not going to go for a run, because chances are just by doing that, now you've triggered a little bit of momentum. So you may not go for a run, but maybe you went for a walk. That counts. There are so many days where I have planned a workout. I'm going to do this workout tomorrow. And then when tomorrow comes around, my body is just not there. My mind is just not there. And so what I'll do instead is just like Steve mentioned, I'll do 50 sit-ups and 50 push-ups and then I'm done. You know what? That's good enough. And that's okay. But I know I feel better just for having done even that little bit. Then I don't feel so sorry for myself. And it changes my entire outlook for the day. So just doing a little bit can go a long way. All right, that's enough out of me for today. Thank you as always for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber and sharing the show with someone. I'll be back here tomorrow as always, but with a post from Roman Fitness Systems and where your optimal life awaits.